Mr. Chairman, Your Excellencies, the crisis in food security and food sufficiency, which has an impact on some less privileged people, takes place in line again with the setting of the global food status quo, as well as with the economic growth. Under the present conditions, the driving force and factors that influence importantly the development of markets, the food consumption and the agricultural production directly connected to them include both structural and temporary elements. Such elements are the climate change and the greenhouse effect, the increase of energy prices, oil and natural gas, the extension of first and second generation biofuel production, the worldwide monetary differentiation, the revaluation in the field of production inputs. The shortage and the high prices of basic foodstuffs have caused important intensities globally during the last 2 years, but also the last months. The high increase in food prices is provoking social problems across the developing countries with strong effects on the developed world. Worldwide organizations such as Food and Agricultural Organization, Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, and the World Bank have foreseen great changes of the food models until 2020. It is estimated that the traditional diet, which was based on cereals, will be gradually replaced in an important degree by products of high dietetic value, mainly animal products, while demand in foodstuff is estimated to double up to 2030. The worldwide community immediately expects a frame of actions with short-term as well as medium or long-term approaches. Among others, they will establish a feeling of safety and stability in our societies and will develop even more the element of community between all nations. So it is important, more than ever, that all of us undertake some actions and policy responses to reduce this crisis, as well as the phenomenon of hunger and of instability of markets globally. Today, it seems that policies regarding climate changes and crisis management are necessary for the support of agricultural and food production. The central point of our aim must be to increase the productivity growth in agriculture through research and innovation in both European Union and developing countries, to provide assistance to the poorest countries, to reach an ambitious and balanced agreement in the Doha Round, to restate the goal of biofuels production at an international level. Greece has already contributed and will continue to contribute to these efforts by applying specific programs and by assisting at the same time the most sensitive countries. Thank you for your attention.